Outside the federal courthouse, people from Rosebud, Pine Ridge, and Standing Rock reservations gather to wait for the lawsuit to be filed. At issue is the insufficiency of Pennington County's emergency hearings held within 48 hours after children are taken from their parents. It's a narrow issue, but the people gathered here express broader concerns.
A mother who is taken from her child, her heart is broken, and that child and that mother have a hole in their heart and in their spirit that does not heal. I do not care how many years or decades or anything that goes by. And that, as an adopted child, is a really hard thing to get through.
Mary Blackbonnet is one of several tribal members who speak to the crowd in front of the courthouse. She says she was taken from her mother at the age of 16 months and soon after adopted by a white family who abused her.
And I knew I had people out there who loved me. And that's what got me through, because I said, okay, these crazy people don't know me. They're not my family. My real family's out there waiting for me, and I have to get back to them. And I have to get back to them in one piece. And so when I found out my mother died, it was awful, because I fought for 24 years to get back to her.
The sorrow expressed by Blackbonnet and others is tempered by defiance, particularly from tribal council members such as Robin LeBeau from Cheyenne River.
My goal out of all of this is that I want to bring all our children who were illegally taken away, illegally human trafficked out of our reservation boundaries. I want to bring them all home, and I'm hoping that this case does it. And I'd like the state of South Dakota to start respecting our tribal laws.
Oglala Sioux Tribal Councilman Jim Meeks is more succinct.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I myself am a man of action. I don't say too many words. So all I got to say is, sue the bastards.
After the paperwork is filed at the courthouse, attorneys and parties hold a news conference at a hotel across the street, and the crowd follows along. One of the plaintiffs is Rochelle Walking Eagle of Rosebud, who sits at a long table at the front of the meeting room. One of her children comes up behind her and wraps her arms around her mother as Walking Eagle reads a statement.
When the state court judge allowed the state DSS to take my children from me and place them in a foster home for 4 months, the judge and DSS did not give me a fair hearing.
Walking Eagle says she was unnecessarily separated from her children.
When I was finally given a hearing and a chance to be heard by the court, more than 4 months after DSS put my children in foster care, it was proven that my children were not neglected, and the judge dismissed the case.
I've never once heard a judge tell a parent, you have a right to contest this petition for temporary custody in this hearing.
Dana Hanna is the Rapid City attorney who represented Rochelle Walking Eagle. He says he also represented Lisa Young, another plaintiff whose children were removed from her home because she was beaten up by her male partner.
That woman got her kids taken away, and those kids were separated from their mother for 2 months because she was the victim of a violent crime. And these are the kind of things that should be fought and litigated within days of their taking their kids, rather than 2 months or 3 months or 4 months later.
Plaintiffs say officials in Pennington County violate federal law by removing scores of Indian children from their homes without sufficient evidence or adequate hearings. ACLU attorney Stephen Pivar says the court isn't even following state law, which holds that an initial hearing is supposed to involve evidence. And he says state law doesn't rise to the requirements of federal law.
Under the Indian Child Welfare Act and under the 14th Amendment Due Process Clause, the U.S. Constitution, parents are entitled to a more involved hearing than might be required under state law. So, and that's part of what our lawsuit is that state officials seem to be complying to some extent with state law and ignoring federal law.
Pivar says the plaintiffs are not asking for monetary damages. Instead, they're asking for an order to compel the state to provide a prompt and meaningful hearing.
That would include the opportunity to see all the evidence against them, to cross-examine people who are criticizing them, to present their own evidence, and to have the kind of hearing that the state ultimately does provide. Normally, 90 or in Ms. Walking Eagle's case, 120 days later.
Defendants in the suit offered little or no comment. The state DSS gave a written statement that it has no knowledge of a lawsuit and therefore cannot comment. Attorneys at the late morning news conference said defendants had not yet been served. Seventh Circuit presiding judge Jeff Davis says it would be inappropriate for him to comment. Pennington County State's Attorney Mark Vargo did not return a phone call. As with any lawsuit, there is another side to the story, one that will emerge if the federal court does not dismiss the suit. Defendants will file an answer to the complaint, and through the process of discovery, they are subject to depositions and release of records. And if parties can't reach a settlement, the rest of the story could be heard at trial. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.